Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Were called and chosen by God to be part of His family even before the foundation of the world. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and learn what you were created and destined to become.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you for your word, and we give you praise and we give you honor. Welcome, Lord Jesus. You are our God. And we thank you and we praise you tonight. Open the eyes of our understanding. We open our hearts to you tonight and we receive revelation of yourself. And tonight, we just long for you to manifest yourself among us. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome again this evening. We're going to have a good time tonight. The Gospel of John, chapter 14. In this 21st verse. 14:21. My, you ought to have red box lines around it and point, if something pointing at it from every direction. It is so marvelous what he said. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Wow. Listen to what he said. I will manifest myself to him. I'll tell you, there's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of Christians all over the planet tonight trying to figure out a way to get him to manifest himself. Oh, would you just come put your hand on my fevered brow? That's not what he said. That's not what he said. Amen. Oh, if you could just send an angel and appear to me. That's not what he said. We're just going to pray all night long. That's not what he said. Look again at what Jesus said. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Now, he loves everybody the same. Far more than you and I can possibly conceive of his love and how much he loves and how much he cares. But he told us exactly what to do.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Now, can you sense the time sense here? Let me show you what I'm talking about. He that hath my commandments. He's talking about living in these commandments. He's not talking about, well, I'm gonna keep one of them tomorrow. No, No, that's not this at all. He has my commandments and he does them. Amen. In other words, this is his lifestyle. Well, what he is saying here, I will manifest myself to him on a continual, constant basis. In other words, we'll walk in these things together. Amen. As he is, so are we in this world. Say it. As he is, so are we in this world. Now, I've noticed this. I've done this. And I've noticed other people do it. As he is, so are we in this world. Can I argue here with you a little bit? As he is. Amen. Walking with you. Working with you. What's he manifesting himself to do here? He's manifesting himself in these commandments. Building in you, building himself in you. There's a reason for these commandments. Very definite reason why God tells you to do anything. Mainly because he wants you to do it. And his desire is in the blessing of the Lord. That's the way he started it. That's his eternal desire, is to manifest himself in the blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're working on something tonight. Praise God. Let's go back to our golden text over in 1 John. In the 4th chapter, 1 John 4. And we've been reading and living with. Now this will be the third week on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast on this 16th verse, 1 John 4:16. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. God is love. Now, let's go over to the book of Romans. I want to apply something here. Romans chapter 13. Verse 9, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, any commandment, if there be any commandment, say any commandment.
Any commandment.
Amen. Anything he commands you to do. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Let me say it again. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Well, let me tell you something, neighbor. That applies to God first and foremost. He never works ill. He's never told you or me to do anything because he had something ill planned. No, just the opposite. Prosperity is planned. Abundance is planned. When you're talking God, you're talking increase. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's find out what God's like. Turn over to the book of Genesis, where we first get introduced to God. Verse 28. Well, let's read verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Now, the Hebrew text literally says, light be, light was. I've not studied this to find this out, and the main reason is because I just really didn't want to know. But it never made much sense to me why the King James Bible says, let there be. Bill, have you ever heard anybody explain that? You have any idea what's behind that? I never have. Why would anybody say, let there be light, when he actually said, light be? Let it be. I mean, who's he talking to? He's creating it. There's nobody there that he's going to say, would you let that? But because of this, and because the English-speaking world is so used to that, that your ears don't really gather what's being said here. Light be, light was. Now, when you see something like this, and you flow with it, verse 24, let the earth bring forth. No, he didn't say that. He said, earth, bring forth. Amen. If you'll do a study on it throughout the scriptures, the word be, the little word be, is one of the most powerful words in the whole Bible. So be it. That's strong. Amen. Instead of let it be. Amen. Well, okay. And God said, let us make man in our image. It sounds like he just had boy, have I got a good idea. Let's make us a man. Actually, well, first let me introduce this to you. In verse 22, excuse me, back in the very first verse, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. When you find a translation translating directly from Hebrew to English by Jews, it will say, in the beginning, the blessed one created the heaven and the earth. Now that tells you right there what God has called the force, the spiritual power that created all this. The blessing power of the blessed one. If he is the blessed one, then the only power coming from him is the blessing. Now, this is just huge. This is page one, you understand? This is important stuff here. All right. Now then, when God formed man from the dust of the ground, the seventh verse of chapter 2, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God formed the body of the man out of the dirt with his hands. And I was praying and seeking the Lord about these things, and had been for quite some time. And the Lord showed me something concerning breathing spirit into him. And it particularly the English Bible, it's almost like he took him and, you know, he's pumping him up. He got this dead body, and he's got to put something, and so he's blowing it in his nose. Mm-hmm. Didn't happen quite like that. And one of the reasons that people have struggled with that is because the same word breath is the same word spirit. Now, but God is a spirit. He's not a breath. He is a spirit, and He is love. Amen. So here's this, and I was praying, seeking the Lord, and had been for quite some time about this. And He showed it to me. He had this physical body, lifeless. It was just hanging there like this, kind of light gray color. There wasn't any life in it. And He had it by the shoulders. And it was exactly the same size as He is. Well, of course. You think He'd be shorter? You ain't no way it's going to be taller.
That's right.
Amen. It was exactly the same size. And He had Him by the shoulders. As He began to speak, He said, "Man, be in our image." After our likeness, have dominion over the fish of the sea. Have dominion over the fowl of the air. Have dominion over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. He created everything else with His words. Why do you want to skip man? Amen. Now, then what did He do? He recreated Himself. Now, this is important. Now, listen. Listen up. Adam didn't hear that. He wasn't alive yet. Selah. Let that soak into you a little bit. And God blessed them and said unto them. Now here are the very first sounds that ever entered into the human ear, ever. The very first sound was not, "Thou shalt not steal." No. Amen. The blessing of the Lord was the first thing humanity ever had any concept of. It was the first thing they heard. It was the first thing that entered into His mind. It was the first thing, that very first thing. So that means it has priority with God. Amen. So look at it. Look at what He said. He blessed them and said, "Be fruitful." He wasn't fruitful until God said that.
That's right.
"Multiply." Now, of course, most people read that and they immediately think, well, yeah, boy, you're going to have to multiply. This is a big planet and you and it ain't nobody but the two of you.
Right.
No, this is part of His character, which included children. But this is His assignment, man. Amen. This is the power on Him. Multiply. Increase. Increase. Hallelujah. Don't take you long to preach yourself happy when you get into this, you understand? Replenish the earth. There again, that is not referring to people. You don't replenish something with people when there are not any people there.
That's right.
Like they were there and went somewhere? No. This is supply. Now, I'll refer you to the scripture that says, the whole creation is groaning. What is it groaning for? Manifestation of the sons of God. Why? The blessing is in, it's inborn. It is born into the born again body of the living God. And in there is the blessing of the Lord, and in there is the replenishment of the creation. The supply of this planet, glory to God. You can't fix it with windmills. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Have dominion over it. How? By blessing them. By blessing them. Love is doing the talking here. He's not talking about being mean to this creation. He's talking about loving it. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't this exciting?
Yes.
Now, what most people don't have any concept of is in doing this, he crowned him with his glory. And these two people had never seen When they became aware and became a living spirit like God, one of the sage comments in the Chumash, he became a speaking spirit like God.
Wow.
Amen. And because he has to be a speaking spirit, is because words created it, and words are going to have to run the thing. Amen. So, the glory of God, they were clothed from the inside out, just like God. When you look in his, not only in his image, but his likeness. And if you look at the scriptures and find out the people that actually have seen God, they all say the same thing. He's a fire from the loins up, and there's lightning-like shafts of splendor coming out of him. That's what they look like. And when they sinned, the light went out, and it scared them. They'd never seen themselves. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The love of God created the heavens and the earth.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.